Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. Fighting scams that depend on AI with AI. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. When they work, email phishing attacks can lead to big losses, adding up to $51 billion over the past decade, according to the FBI. And those losses are probably only going to get worse because now a lot of those messages are being written by AI. Despite all the many positive things that artificial intelligence chatbots can do, they're actually pretty good at writing up a convincing phishing email, too. That could make it harder for targets to spot the red flags we've been told to watch for on the news or during those mandatory HR videos at work. Now, we lowly humans are enlisting an unlikely ally to help us. Reporter Dina Temple-Raston from the Click Here podcast has been following one company that's found a creative way to manage the problem.
AI is now capable of fixing the bad syntax and poor spelling that used to flag phishing emails as fake, which has made it a lot more difficult for ordinary people to spot them. Just ask Grant Walsh. He's the IT director at a company called Flow Control.
There was just an email came in to finance. Hey, we had an updated banking information. And that financial person updated the wire information and out goes a check for a six-figure number and away that money goes.
But it wasn't just the money. Walsh noticed that the company was getting emails that looked like they'd been written by corporate execs inside the company, but they were fake.
It can look like it's coming from my CFO. That just makes me a little nervous, a little scared.
Scared of just how convincing these emails were.
If it is where it is today, where is it going to be at in a year from now?
We'll be right back with how Grant Walsh fought back against AI scammers after this. Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Dina Temple-Raston and what IT Director Grant Walsh decided to do next about AI email scams.
So Walsh decided to fight fire with fire, or AI with AI, and he called in this guy.
My name is Roy Galili Darnell. I live in Israel. I work as an ML team lead at Perception Point.
Typically, Perception Point's system spots these phishing attacks by identifying patterns.
So all you have to do is look for messages that were sent a million times the same way.
But those kinds of bulk spam emails are becoming less common because AI can write lots of customized messages really quickly. So Darnell taught his AI models to go beyond word or pattern recognition.
So let's say you get an email and you want to try to understand whether it's clean, it's legitimate, or if it's malicious. So the first thing you would do is you would try to break it apart.
The AI creates a bunch of layers, filters really, that look at IP addresses, what the message is, how it's written.
If you have like 5, 10, 50 layers, it becomes virtually impenetrable.
Because it's looking for and catching so many things that get flagged in a fake email. Grant Walsh shows me one email the system caught.
This looks like it's coming from our VP of marketing going to our CFO, asking my CFO to change some banking information.
But it turns out it wasn't her email. Just in the last month or so, Walsh says his company has received 16 pretty convincing impersonation emails. Using good AI to spot bad AI is something lots of companies are doing now. Those nasty emails are getting spotted early and then going straight to the trash.
That was Dina Temple-Raston, host and executive producer of the Click Here podcast. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.